It's the Martin Block Show, continuing from New York. And ladies and gentlemen, I promised you a real musical treat today, and today's the day you're going to get it. You met many of my good friends in our inaugural broadcast on New Year's Eve. And many of the folks who were with us on that television and radio show have since appeared with us on our broadcast on radio alone from coast to coast and border to border. Now, we have two of the gentlemen with us today who were with us on New Year's Eve, and we were mighty happy to have them. They sort of perked things up. They have made musical history separately and together. I want you to meet first... good friend, that sentimental gentleman of swing, Mr. Tommy Dorsey. And now, his brother. The king of the saxophone, the clarinet, and the oboe, Mr. Jimmy Dorsey. Together once again, ladies and gentlemen, and what a pleasure and what a treat it is to see these two fellas standing side by side, each of them kings in their own realm of music. Tommy with his trombone, Jimmy with his saxophone and clarinet. And they're here not to do a lot of talking, but just to sort of rehash old times a little bit, to introduce something that I think will interest you very, very much. Something new in music. But to start things off, we're going to do it musically. We have a small section of the Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey band here. As I look around the room, I see piano, bass, saxophone, I see trumpet, I see trombone, I see clarinet, I see drums, and all together we're running the bill up here. Seven musicians all ready to go. And what's it going to be, Tom?
Well, this is my brother, Tom, but this is the Dixie Dorsey Land Band.
Oh, this is the original Dorseyland outfit, huh?
That's right.
Well, that means Dorsey, Dixieland music, then.
We hope so.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like.
Thank you. come over and help me up off the floor, will you? Get me up by this microphone.
Fellas, you just floored me. That's all I can say. Come on in, Tom, Jimmy.
Come on, let's get over here.
All right.
Just for old time's sake, huh?
Say, Martin, you know, speaking of first, this happens to be a first for us up here with you on the ballroom at this on this network. That's the first time my brother ever played his theme song on clarinet.
Well, that's rather interesting, and it came out pretty good, I say.
Bring the saxophone next time, Martin.
I'd do that if I were you. Now, let's ask a few questions, huh? Interesting questions. Number one, I remember when I was first starting in radio here in New York, there was a very famous band, just gotten started, was playing up Van Island Casino, I think, called the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra.
That's right.
You made some wonderful records. What happened?
Well, we had a beef.
You had a beef? What means a beef?
Oh, we had a difference of opinion, Martin.
In other words, in all
the years that we've been messing around in this business, we never argued at all about money. It's always about whether the tune is the right tempo or not.
I see.
Most people fight about money, but we've never had that kind
of beef. It couldn't have been that Jimmy thought you should have been playing with Benny Goodman, and you thought Jimmy should have been playing with...
Back
Tommy
in those
Dorsey.
Days, I'm not going to ask him what he thought.
All you know was the band broke up.
Well, no, it actually didn't break up, Martin. We had a fight, and I stalked off the stand one night. I was hacked about things that had happened prior to that. It actually wasn't a thing that happened that night. It was just a series of things that were going along, and I just figured it was time for me to check out, and I did.
So you just walked off the stand?
Yeah.
We must hear this.
Of course, there are two sides to every question. Well, I tell you, we were in hopes that Brother T would get back in the strides with us up at Glen Island Casino.
Yeah.
And with that result, we called the orchestra, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, for the entire summer, although he wasn't there. But every time Bobby Byrne hit a clinker, they blamed it on Brother. I wanted to just clarify a lot of, you know. In the meantime, Brother Tommy organized a wonderful band, and I had occasion one night on one of his initial broadcasts to call him up and say, "Now, look, Mac, I'm not trying to tell you anything, but..."
You always play... call him Mac?
Yeah.
That's because his name is Thomas, is that?
Yeah,
just want to get that straight, yes.
So I call him up and I said, "Look, you're playing that theme song. You're playing it in four. Wouldn't it be better if you would play it in two, you know, the slow treatment?" He says, "Why don't you mind your own business?" And hung up.
You turned around a bit.
And about two nights later, I listened to him, and he was playing it the way that...
Well, there's been a lot of years. A lot of years have gone by since the Dorsey brothers were together, and each of you went your own separate ways, and
But he didn't tell you, Martin, about the time I called him up when he was playing something, Sandman as a theme song. I said, "Don't play that thing as a theme song. Play something of your own."
What did he say?
He did.
He did.
Noodles and noodles, and then you change the contract later on.
All right, now look, boys, let's not fight. That's all over. That's done with.
Well,
the new days.
Give us an opening, away we
the
go.
The new days are here. Because after how many years has it been now? About 18 years?
Well, we split up in 35, Mark.
In 35. 19 years, between 18 and 19 years. You each went your own separate way, and you really did great things, both of you. Musically, you've been right up there at the top. Now we find you back together again, and I have only one complaint. I was at the opening of your orchestra at the Statler Hotel here in New York. It was a fabulous opening. It was a fabulous band. But every record I got said Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and I had nothing that said the new Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey band. So I've been going out of my mind, unable to present what I believe to be one of the finest musical organizations in the country. Now what are we going to do about it?
Well, we just so happen to have a remedy for that.
You have?
We made some records the other day. And they're going to be released by Bell Records.
Yes.
And I think if you look around, Martin, over your shoulder, you might find a man ready to spin it for
you. You mean the first one you made?
The very first.
Right here with us?
Right with you.
What's the title?
Well, I think Granada's the first one he's going to play, but on the other side is a thing called You're My Everything.
Let's hear that first.
Right.
Thank you. Well, you know, lads, all I can tell you is that for a lot of years now, I've been standing in front of a microphone listening to new records and saying, I think this one's pretty good, and I don't think this one's so hot, and I think this one's great. Well, that's the only thing I can say about that one. I think it's great.
Thank you, Martin.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey and the Dixieland Band and Tommy and Jimmy's new orchestra coming to you in person on the Martin Block Show from New York. This is ABC Radio Network. Welcome again to the Martin Block Show, coming to you from New York and my friends all over America. You've been listening to musical history being made on our broadcast. Because if you love records as we do, if you collect records as we do, you have never heard a Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey record any place in the world until you heard it played here just 5 minutes ago. And I make one prediction, that is the beginning of another epoch in music. Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey are going on to really and truly great things, and these records are going to send them right up there again where they were once before, at the very top of the heap musically. Now, that's a prediction. Tommy and Jimmy are here. They're standing in the corner beaming, big smiles on their face, and they got their musical instruments in their hand. And so, let's get on with the Martin Block Show. And fellas, how about a little more Dixieland? Give some of our old-time listeners out there a chance to cut a rug, maybe even do a Charleston, huh? Let's go.
Oh,
Oh,
man, talk about this joint jumping. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Come on over here, fellas. Let's get back around this little old microphone again, shall we? You know, we've really got a wonderful group of musicians here with us today, and this Dorseyland band sounds like $78 million with Lee Castle over there on trumpet and Stanley Brunner playing saxophone, Bob Varney on drums, and Bill Kronk at the bass, Bob Carter piano, Jimmy Dorsey and his liquor stick, and Tommy and the old slush pump. Fellas, you know, as I look around the room, it looks to me like Pennsylvania home week. Especially the coal mining district. Did you see what just blew in the front door here?
See what blew in?
Yeah, it took a big wind to blow him in, too.
A whole ton of it.
Bring him over here, will we? Hey, Morgan. Music in the Morgan Manor now joins Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. Hiya, Ruz.
Hi.
Have you played your theme song lately?
No,
I don't ever play the trombone when Tommy's
coming. Tommy's getting the old trombone out. What's going to happen here? Hey, wait a minute. Oh, Tommy's going to play it.
Now you're first going to hear it.
All right, this is Music in the Morgan Manor by Tommy, Jimmy, and...
Flat.
A-flat.
Tone lower than you, Tom. I'm not going to take any chances. Now you're too close, Tom.
Further back. Way back.
Russ, thanks for coming and saying hello.
We did that tour one night down the hotel, Russ. So
yeah.
You know something? I do.
Regardless, it's a plug.
Fellas, we got to get back and talk more about records and what's going to happen with the band. Incidentally, you're down at the Statler Hotel now here in New York.
That's right.
I know you're packing them in down there, but what are the plans for the future? You're going to take the band out on the road. That's one of the things I must find out about.
That's right. The month of February will be spent on our way down south. We're going down to Tampa to play the Gasparilla Festival down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll spend the last 2 weeks in February in Buffalo and Pittsburgh at the Town Casino in Buffalo and the Vogue Terrace in Pittsburgh.
Well, we have a lot of folks listening right now who are right in the towns you've mentioned, and fellas, I know they're going to turn out in great style and really welcome you and greet you back home. Do you think we might talk a little bit about your future plans as far as records are concerned? We have one more side of your new release that we want to hear, but what have you put in the can? Anything we can look forward to? Anything that you think is extremely exciting?
Well, we had our first date last Monday, Martin, and didn't come up with as many sides as we anticipated, but we do have some great plans for the future, and I think we'll have some very fine records out in the next 6 or 8 weeks.
Well, we're certainly going to look for them. They're on Bell Label. We'll be able to buy them around the country. That's the important thing.
I think you can buy them anywhere.
Is that a fact?
Anywhere, from what I understand. They have 125,000 outlets.
Wow, that means that you could easily have a million record without even half trying. Now, I just want to ask one question, and then we're going to listen to the other side of your new release. You told the folks out there listening about what happened originally, about how you fellas just didn't get along, you each had your beefs, and everybody suggesting how to run things, and that busted things up. Now, tell me honestly, has there been any such discussion since you're back together again?
None whatsoever, Martin.
None whatsoever. You getting along?
A beef?
Any beefs of any kind?
No, everything's real.
Real sweet.
Real cool.
Real cool, huh? Well, that's about the best news I've had in a long, long time, and I'm glad to know that there's been no arguments, no discussions, and that everything is sweet and happy, and that you fellas are going to keep this band together and really go on and make some musical history and get the kids out dancing again. But now we talked about the second side of your new record. We want our listeners to hear it on the air for the very first time. Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. Incidentally, how do you build a band?
It's Tommy Dorsey and his band featuring Jimmy Dorsey.
Tommy Dorsey and his band featuring Jimmy Dorsey. And what a feature that is.
For legal reasons.
Oh, I get it. And on this new Bell record, we're going to hear that combination doing a song that's right on its way up now, Granada. fellas, that's wonderful. There's a lot of interpretations of Granada around, but honest and truly, I think that's one of the best I've heard in a long time. Both sides of that record are bound to be hits. Congratulations.
Thank you, Martin. Well, Martin, your criticism there on that one thing was justified, I think, where you said I was a little too loud in the beginning of the thing.
Yeah. See, I told you that. I told you that.
Well, you were leading the band in the thing. Why didn't you go like this, wave me down? I would have gone back to the pool.
Yeah, but we got a heavy band, you know. I mean, some of those guys
Here we go again.
Oh, now, wait a minute, fellas. Stop. Gee whiz. I mean, I thought this thing was all settled once and for all.
No more... It's like a volcano, Martin. It's liable to go off any time.
Oh, I get it. Tommy, Jimmy, thanks a lot for being with us today. It's been wonderful having fun. It's been Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey in here with a new band and with the Dorseyland Band, all coming to you on the Martin Block Show from the heart of little old New York City. This is ABC Radio Network.